A very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjulia, and today is the 20th of July, and here are some top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to see a flat opening as GIFT Nifty indicates a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 2 points at 19,843. On July 19, the Sensex was up 0.45% at 67,097 and the Nifty was up 0.42% at 19,833. The pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty may get support at 19,757 followed by 19,727 and 19,680. In case of an upside, 19,852 can be key resistance area followed by 19,881 and 19,928. Moving on to international markets, US markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 index rose modestly on Wednesday, with Dow registering its 8th straight day of gains as investors gauged the latest round of corporate earnings, but a decline in Microsoft held the Nasdaq near the unchanged mark. Bank stocks extended their rally, with S&P 500 Bank Index advancing 1.7%, gaining for the third straight session. Goldman Sachs rose 0.97% after reporting a three-year low in profit, but CEO David Solomon made upbeat comments about signs of recovery in investment banking. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.31% to 35,061. The S&P 500 gained 0.24% to 4,565. And the Nasdaq Composite added 0.03% to 14,358. Asian markets. Asia-specific markets largely fell on Thursday ahead of slew of economic data across the region. Investors will be closely watching China's 1- and 5-year loan prime rates to see if the country's government will attempt to spur growth by cutting rates days after China's second quarter GDP came in below expectations. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened down 0.48% while TOPIX was 0.22% lower as Japan posted a surprise trade surplus of 43 billion yen in its first surplus in 23 months. Crude prices falls. Oil prices slipped in early Asian trade on Thursday, extending the previous session's losses as the dollar strengthened and on profit taking after US crude oil stocks fell less than expected. Brent's futures dipped 0.2% to $79.32 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude fell 15 cents to $75.20 a barrel. Strength in the US dollar index weighed on the prices. The dollar bounced on Wednesday after sentiment was boosted by inflation in the United Kingdom falling more than expected in June to its lowest pace in more than a year at 7.9%. Gold prices updates. Gold prices hovered near an 8-week on Wednesday after recent economic data reignited hopes that the US Federal Reserve may soon hit pause on its interest rate hike cycle. Spot gold is 0.1% at $1,977 as the US dollar upticked from 15-month low. US gold futures settled unchanged at $1,980. Moving on to stocks in focus, Electra Greentech. The company has been awarded a contract for construction of a greenfield electric vehicle manufacturing facility on 150 acres of land in Hyderabad to Mega Engineering and Infrastructures. This is the ultimate holding company and related party to Electra Greentech. Mashtaq. Mashtaq, the digital engineering and cloud transformation partner, signed a definitive agreement to acquire US-based Biz Analytica, a premium data cloud and modernization solutions provider. The strategic acquisition will bolster Mashtaq's global data cloud services and generative AI capabilities and grant access to a talented pool of qualified data architects and scientists. Finolex Industries. The PVC pipes and fittings manufacturer has recorded a 16.2% year-on-year growth in profit at Rs. 115 crore for quarter 1 of financial year 2024, supported by healthy operating performance. Revenue from operations fell 0.9% to 1,179 crore compared to year-ago period. Tata Communications. The digital ecosystem enabler has reported a 29.8% year-on-year decline in profit at Rs. 381.7 crore for the quarter ended June financial year 2024. This was impacted by a weak operating margin, lower other income, and higher finance cost. On the other hand, revenue from operations increased by 10.7% year-on-year to Rs. 471 crore for the quarter. Now let's take a look at the FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors have bought shares worth ₹1,165 crore, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth ₹2,134 crore on July 19th, as per the provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. Up next in Voice of the Day segment, we have Vineet Arora, Managing Director of NAV Capital, who puts spotlight on the SME stocks listed on the exchanges. Let's listen in.
Today, I'm going to talk about a segment which is considered risky and often overlooked, what we call SME index or, you know, NSE Emerge or on BSE. If you look at India, you know, India has gone a sea change in last few years, and few things have happened which have kind of propelled and given huge tailwinds to SME sector. Start by demonetization, then UPI, then GST, and now China plus one and Ukraine war. In all this, the only beneficiary globally is India. Let me talk about UPI or digital payments. You know, I travel to India often. I spend about 10 days a month in India, and I travel across the world. It often amazes me how India has changed. When you want to buy something for 10 rupees, all you need to do is a Paytm or a BharatPay or scan your code. But let me put the statistics. In India, UPI payments or digital payments account for 60% of India's GDP. And it all started about 5-6 years back. If you look at China, which has been far, far ahead with multiple apps and technology, UPI is about, or digital payments is about 25% of GDP. You look at US, you know, which is, you know, the famed US dream, technology and all the companies come from there. It's still at about 15%. Now, that is what has changed the landscape of investing in India. Just to put numbers, India has about 600,000 SME companies. You know how many are listed? About 350. So we've not even scratched the surface. We are far, far away from that. But there are risks in this segment. So when you look at this segment, it should be part of your portfolio, definitely, but you should be aware of the risk. We always talk about price-earning ratio, but let me redefine it as promoter and entrepreneur. It's like when you look at real estate, we say, you know, three things are important: location, location, location. Here, two things are important: promoter and entrepreneur. Essentially, a small company which is growing at a fast pace, get some capital, can take it to the next level. You need to look at that. Data is past, but look at a company in any segment which has a very, very small market share. What, let's say 0.5, 0.2, what will it take for it to grow to 1 or 2% market share? And that's where your multi-bagger lies. So, you know, as they say, you know, to find multi-baggers, you have to cast your net wide. And this is a way to cast your net wide. You will not find a multi-bagger in a Reliance or a TCS or an Infosys, but you'll find an SME. So do look at allocating some percentage of your portfolio to the SME segment. The only challenge, apart from data, is it trades in lots and liquidity. So be aware of liquidity in the segment. Be aware that the shares trade in lots, starts at about a lakh, a lot, and then it, as the price goes up, it grows. But, you know, this is a segment one must focus on and one must have allocation to the portfolio.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll see you same time tomorrow.